book called Going Through Shul. V'loitisati aroshei am kodesh. I never walked over when the people were sitting down. I never walked over there to make them stand up. And Rashi says, "Kshar tamidim v'vesa medrash agav v'kaka olach agav v'vesa mesibim leshem koyim l'nirukav v'sei aroshei am." There's so somebody sit lying down that you walk over him. It's not nice. Skirti never walked over them. Other people said he didn't walk to make them stand up for him. I never duchin without making a brocha. Rashi duchin brichas kanim. The fish kanim tzricha lebara brocha to Hashem gan melcholam. She gesong zot mitzvah and gedusha shalaron v'sech to soita. He never duchin without making a brocha. Churis pshita lechura. Right. For the sholo tamidim asher preda. The maharach diyom. How come you had a long life? Omlem yom ale kadamti kadamni odel reis medrash. Nobody ever beat me to Beis HaMedrash. She was always the first one there in the morning. I never benched in front of a kohen. I always gave Rishus the cover to a kohen, and he didn't do it. He never ate the meat of an animal. They didn't first take off the matones. Rashi has roi of lechayim v'keva. Every animal there's matones kumah to give to a kohen. There's roi and lechayim v'keva. The Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yechidin. Also leechom the behemah shlehum v'matoseh. Before you take off these things to give to the kohen, you're not allowed to eat from the rest of the meat. The Yomer of Yitzchak, Kol Oichem Abaheim Esfahum Matasel, whoever eats from the meat before they take off these matonis, Kilo Oichem Tfolim. It's not much like eating tablets also. The Lecher is Lasichos HaKabose. That's not the Lecher. Like the Zman is there, they don't take off the Trumas. We're still allowed to eat it. There's a mitzvah to give it. Today we don't have Karnam to give it to, so we don't give it. But Kol Ponim, you're allowed to eat the meat even before you gave away these Trumas. Or else we have shutfas with the goyim as man is there, we don't have the chiyuv to give the matanis. Fight of leberachti lefnei kohen. He never benched before a kohen, he always gave reshus to the kohen to bench. Lemeimer de mayusa, you won't tell me that something good he did, that he was mechabe the kohen. I have omri of yechman, kol talmud chocham, shemavorach lefonov, afilu kohen godol amoritz, oysa talmud chocham chayiv misa. If you have a talmud chocham, that he lets an Amoritz bench in front of him, he's Chayiv Misa, he's Mavaz of his Torah, even if it's a Kohen Gadol. In other words, that a Kohen goes before a Talmud Chacham, only if the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham also. But if the Kohen is an Amoritz, then a Talmud Chacham goes first. So how come he was afraid to let an Amoritz, let a Kohen bench in front of him? Shalem Raposa says, call Misanai Ohavu, Mavis. That means, I'll think we're Misanai, people that hate me, Elamasni, the people that make me be hated. In other words, like you'd be mevaz of the Torah. So he says, "Ki klomer iyo b'shavin." After I let the kohen bench when we were shava, he was also a talmud chacham. So if the kohen's a talmud chacham, then you have a mitzvah to be mechaber the kohen. Shalom tamidim v'shem nechunya ben akona. V'ma'a rachti yom. How come you have a long life? Omelam yomah l'ritz chabarati b'kilyon chaberoi. I was never proud or got covered respect from the fact my friend like had a downfall. Whenever my friend was embarrassed, I was never proud about it. I never took it back to my bed, a klola of my chaver. If somebody cursed me, I never took it to heart.
I was very generous with my money. Now, I was never happy. I was never happy or proud if my friend was embarrassed. What does that mean? Rav Huna was carrying a spade on his shoulders. Is also Rav Chona Bar Chaniloi the Kodori Minei. So Rav Chona Bar Chaniloi wanted to take it away from Rav Huna, like it wasn't respectful for Rav Huna to have to walk around with this spade on his shoulder. So he wanted to take it away from him. Omalei, Rav Huna said back to him like this, Irigilus to Doris to Masech, if you're used to doing this, Dori, okay. Viloi, if not, is Yakuri Anob Zulusa Didoch Lanichli. I don't want to have respect from you having your zilus, you having your dishonored. Not showing respect for you.
He didn't like it. In other words, he wasn't happy with the fact that the other person had a kloyin, was embarrassed. I never took to heart my kloyin my friend gave me. He had his solid lapuri and he went to sleep at night, went to his bed at night, and he said, like I said before, whoever did any harm to me, I'm mechel them. So anybody did something bad to him, he didn't take it to heart, he was always mechel them. Vatrim Lemoyne, how you see, was very easy going with his money. The other Mar, Iyav Vatrim Lemoyne heavy. Iyav also was easy going with his money. Shayim Maniach Prutu Lechend B'neim Amunei, anytime he went to a storekeeper, he always left an extra dollar there. Like he always made sure he paid extra, he was Mavatrim. Instead of jipping the guy, he always made sure he paid a little bit more. Show Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Nechunya, Agadol.
The Ma Rach Diyom, how do you live long? Also, Gavzi, Vekamachami.
That his shamash there came and hit him on the head. What happened was, Show Rabbi Kiva, Esrem Nechunya. So Rabbi Kiva came to Esrem Nechunya's question, like, how come you live long? So Nechunya shamash, like, hit him on his head, like, what are you doing asking the Rav such a question?
Is Yosef a race of the Nicholas? Rabbi Kiva ran up to the top of the palm tree to save himself.
Omale.
So then Rabbi Kiva yelled down, Rebbe, in Nema Kevis, and the Pesuk says that Kevis bring carbon one lamb, Loma Nemech, was that the same one? It's the same thing. So Omalu, now Rabbi Nechunya heard, Shumim Rabbanu, you should know this person that's asking the question, I see the Talmud Chacham. Shavku, leave him alone, let him come down. So he lets Rabbi Kiva come down. Omalu, he answered the back like this, Echad, the Pesuk says, Kevis Echad means, Miyuchat Shebedroi, the best one of the lambs you have to use for the carbon. Omalai, so now when Nechunya went to answer, like Rabbi Kiva asked him a question, how come you zoche to have a long life? So he said, Miyomai, lekibalti matonis, I never received presents. Leyamarati al midoisa, I was never like, makbid, if anybody did something wrong to me, I was always mocha right away. Vatra, b'mamayinu ha'isa, I was always easy going with my money. Now, lekibalti matonis, I didn't receive any presents. Ki yod reb loza, ki yavi mishadru le matonis of anisi, when he used to send him presents from a shver, leyavi shokli, he didn't take it. When they invited him, he didn't want to go either. Omalu lenichaluchu, the achya, don't you want, like he said back to them, don't you want me to stay alive? You see, the pasuk says, Seina matanis yichya. If you hate matanis, you live. It's not nice to take from other people. So therefore, if you want to live long, don't take presents. So that's why he didn't take it. We have Zerok, Yavi Mishadle, Yavi Nisiyala, Yavi Shakal. When he used to send them presents, he didn't take it. When he used to invite him, he used to go. Then they have respect from it. The fact that I go there, they have covered. So I'm not doing it for my own sake, I'm doing it for them's sake. The fact that I go to them, they have respect, it's their covered, so I give them back covered. I never stood up on my own midas, the Omri Rava, Kolamavra Amidosav, Avirna Medakop Shov. Whoever is Mechel Amidosav is Mechel everybody, Hashem is Mechel and Moshe. Shinema, Noisi Yavim Vergra Pesha. Lemi nice oven, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichel all the Averos? Lemi Shereg Rapesha. Whoever is Meichel, other people also. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Ches, we're holding. You're near the bottom of Daf Chof Ches. Again, near by the big lines. That Shoyal, the second one of the big lines. Shoy Rebbe, as Rebbe Shur Ben Korcha. B'maha Rachta Yom. How were you Zeichet to have a long life? What did you do special to have a long life? Omalai, so first Rebbe Shur Ben Korcha said back to him, Katzta B'chayai. Like, you, are you angry like that I have such a long life? But he thought his shepherds are him. He's bothering him like that he has such a, he's jealous why he has such a long life. Omaloi, so he answered back, no, Omaloi Rebbe, Tairihi, the little more than he tzorach, I'm asking you a question, halacha. Like, I want to know, how do you have such a schus to have a long life? I want to learn. We should also have such a long life. Omaloi, so Bishur Ben Koch answered back like this, Miyomai from whole lifetime, Lonis Takalti, Bidmus Adam Roshim. I never looked, was nostalgic, at least I never stared at an Adam that's a Roshim. I never stared in his face. The Yomer of Yechron, also Yodom Listako B'Tselem Demus Adam Rosha. It's also to look at Tselem at a statue of Adam in a person's face, that's a Rosha. Shinemar Apostle says, Lulai Pnei Yeshafat Melech Yuda, Ani Noisa Im Abit Elecha. If I'll look at you, be in a Rechav and I'll see you. Because he was a Rosha, so he said he doesn't want to look at him. He's not supposed to look at a Rosha. Rashi Elisha Makein Liyoyorim. Rav Loza Roimah, Ein of Kais. You should know if you do look at a Rosha, your eyes will become dim, you won't be able to see so good. Shenema, it says, Vayitchok Avinu, Vayihi Kizoken Yitzchok, Vatichena, Ein of, Nerois. When Yitzchok got old, his eyes were dim, he couldn't see so well. Why? Mishum Distakub Yates of Rosha, because he used to look at Ace of Rosha. For the Gemara of Ahor Gomelay, is this the reason why Yitzchok had bare eyes, was dim? Vamra of Yitzchok, Leolam Ate Kilas Hedjit Kalabanechem. If even a head yet, a simple person curses you, you have to be careful, it may mean something. Shurei Avimelech, Kilo Es Sarah, Avimelech gave Sarah a curse, v'niskayim bezara, and it was mekayim by Yitzchok Avinu. Shenema says, Avimelech told Sarah, hinei hu l'cho k'soyich enayim. This should be a covering for your eyes. So Pashtu will learn, it means to say that he gave her, that he gave her jewelry to cover her eyes. So he dashed out like that. He gave her something like to dim her eyes. And who became dim? Which eyes? Yitzchak. So her Yitzchak's eyes became dim because of the klola of Avimelech. So Marin says, both caused it. Because Yitzchak looked at Esav and because of Avimelech's klola. Other portion say also because the Malachim, Shasti Akeda, was crying and their tears came down and fell into Yitzchak's eyes, that also made him dim. Right, the Rav Amar Mihoch, Rav says from here, we learn out not to look at a Rosha. Se'eis p'nei Rosha lo'toiv, that it's no good to look at a Rosha, to give a Rosha a good. B'shas p'ti Rosai, when Yeshua ben Korach was about to be Nifter, Omaloi Rebbe Borcheni, so they asked him, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Omaloi, Yeshua ben Korach answered back to them, Yerotzon shetekiyah l'chatzi yomai, you should live half my lifetime. Mashmahi was very, very old, so he gave them a bracha, they shouldn't live so long, they shouldn't live half his lifetime. So he asked back to him with a cool alay. Like, and what's wrong if we live as long as you? Like, why don't you give us a bracha like that already? Omalai, he said like this, Haboyim achrecha behema. The people that come after you are like animals. Yiru, and they should be pastured. So Rashi says like this, Haboyim achrecha behema yiru. Means betmiya. Ein toiv l'cho l'chayas yomim rabim kameini. Isn't it, it's no good for you to live so long as me. Shimkein lo yitlo b'necha b'dula secha. Your children then won't have a chance to have godless to become great. V'ato nosi, you're a nosi. V'ein ko yimei yim yiyu hajaitis. In other words, you're a nosi.